First parak of Kedushin, second Mishnah. Eved Ivri nikna bekesev ishtar. One can acquire an Eved Ivri either by paying for him or having a document that the Moicha says, Hareini Moicha lecho, this Eved. Yeah. Those are the only two kinyanim that work. The Koines Atzmai, he could go free, Bishanim. At the end of 6 years, if Bezin sold him, he goes. After 6 years, he goes out. If he sells himself, we pass him that he's not limited to 6 years, but whatever amount of time they made up, when that time comes, he goes free. Ubi Yoivil. If Yoivil comes, then even if it's within the 6 years, he goes free. Ubi Giron Kesef. Another way of going out is by paying off how much of his value is left. In other words, if he paid 6 shekels for 6 years and he worked for 2 years, so if he pays four for 4 many years, that's enough to go free. Yaseir Olav Amavriya. Amavriya can go free in another way. Shekoinus Atzma Bisimonim, that when she reads, reaches the age of 12 years old, and she has 2 hairs, then she goes free. Anilza nikna birtziya, an eved which, after the 6 year period, he was supposed to go free and he wanted to remain, so he pierces his ears. By piercing his ear, then he becomes an eved till yoivel. And his atzma be yoivel misses other. 2 ways he can go free is either when yoivel comes, or if the master dies, then he goes free completely. If he wasn't a nirtza and the master died, then if the master had a son, then he serves the son. If the master did not have a son, he only had a daughter, didn't have children, then he does go free, even if he was not a nirtza. But a nirtza, when the master dies, under all conditions, he goes free.